Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you.
7:15. Well, you know what that song means. It's time for Joe and Cindy Farini. They've been for years helping out married folks in Northeast Ohio, Western Pennsylvania, through their My Marriage Matters segment, and we're continuing that on every week this half hour. Thanks, Joe and Cindy, for coming back.
Thank you.
Good to be with you.
You know, I'm glad you're talking about this topic today, because I've run into plenty of people who their marriage is actually child-focused. Can you explain what that basically means?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a real, real concern. We see it a lot at our conferences and talk with individuals. And you know, one of the types of affairs that we talk about at our conferences is what we call the family affair. And this type of an affair involves preferring to spend more time with your children or extended family than with your spouse. And, you know, we become so absorbed with family relationships that we begin to neglect each other. And, of course, so what we need to always understand as married couples is that the number one priority in our lives right after the Lord needs to be our spouse. But the reality is, Brian, is that because of the prevalence of these family affairs in many marriages, not surprisingly, when all the attention is given to those children throughout that marriage and then those children grew up and they leave the home, that marriage falls on really hard times. And that really explains why there's another spike in the divorce rate that occurs after the children leave the home after 20, 25 years of marriage.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say, as a parent with small kids, and it's as soon as you walk in the door, they demand your attention. It takes concerted effort to give your spouse priority. You can't just be passive about this. Am I right?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, there's a couple of things that that we tried to do when the kids were young, because no matter how many children you have, whether you have one or you have 10, you can be child-focused in your marriage. And I think, you know, one of the things we did was we tried really hard to make sure that family time was between after school and when the children went to bed. And then after that, that was time to do other things, whether it was working on ministry, time together to sit down and have a cup of coffee, watch television, you know, do something like that. So I think, you know, we have to just be really intentional about how we spend our time and kind of, you know, what we're going to do with that time.
Now, what are the consequences for a couple that just inadvertently allows their kids to become the focus in their marriage?
Well, I think a couple of things. You know, we've talked, when we got this question, I looked back over some of the other answers that we've given to other questions, and it was sort of like, this kind of seems like a little repetitive. So a couple of things that we've shared before is, you know, you don't want to get isolated. That would be one of the results, and you want to avoid that. So you want to make sure you have good communication. Just like we share with pre-marrieds, we say to them, plan something to say to each other every day, like I love you, a date night or a TV show night once a week, something once a month that you do. And then every year getting some kind of a marriage retreat or conference or a trip, just the two of you together. So those are kinds of things that you can do to prevent it or to, you know, avoid it. One other thing I think is good, excuse me, to have like a family meeting where we've talked about this before, where you just kind of have some time to evaluate how things are going and sharing with the children. You know, you can each have, especially Brian, you know, as you have more children, there's the idea of just have one activity per person in the family. And as opposed to, you know, every kid gets three activities. You can't do that. You can't keep running on that fuel.
Right. Right. Yeah. And, you know, something Sarah and I have done over the years is as soon as I get home from work, I quick say hi to the kids. But her and I go into our bedroom and just talk. And we don't let the kids interrupt us. I mean, they do. But we essentially try to make it clear. We're like, no, this is our time to talk. We haven't seen each other all day. We want to see each other. Mm-hmm. And we make them wait. And, you know, the little ones cry and scream sometimes. But after a while, they start to figure out this is a boundary we've drawn because we are the priority for each other, even right after I get home from work.
Sure. And I think, you know, kids will learn that. And I remember years ago, I'm pretty sure it was James Dobson, and he shared that when children need attention, and you can't do this all the time. This is just maybe in those moments, Brian, when, you know, the kids are screaming and you just have to give them attention for a moment. But he says, you know, if you give them attention, solid one-on-one attention for like 90 seconds to 2 minutes, that their they're happy, you know? So my thought would be, well, let's address the children and then go back to what you were saying or doing that you were able to speak with your wife. And so sometimes we have to address that. But I think the problem becomes when the parents, you know, their focus is on the children. And I mm-hmm. recognize that sometimes, you know, like for Joey, for instance, there were times we had to focus on him. There was no other choice.
Right.
We could not concentrate on our marriage at that time. Or parents, when they were ill and dying, those were times where you could be outwardly focused on extended family.
Mm-hmm.
Those times are okay, and children should understand those times are going to happen. And as we raise them, of course, we teach them in that way.
And I also heard people who get together and make intentional date nights, whether it's once a week or once a month. And when they have those intentional date nights out of the home, they make sure they don't talk about the kids.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah, that's
which
really
is
good.
Easier said than done.
Yes.
Well, because your life is so, there's like, when can we actually talk about how the kids are doing? And,
well, and besides work, I'm not doing anything else except stuff with my kids. So it is hard to do it, but I know it's a priority.
Well, and I think it's one of those things where you get together, you go to dinner, you go for a cup of coffee, talk about things you would look forward to, like a trip, like a time of something that you're going to do, a class you're going to take. You can, I mean, sometimes we can sit down and have a dinner and it's like a business meeting. And that's what I think we want to try to avoid, to try to talk about some things that would be more maybe future focused, or even talking about, you know, how will things look when the kids are all gone?
Well, you know,
those are.
I have to ask you one more thing, because my wife actually just heard someone say something to her where the woman was like, hey, you know, I can't imagine going on a vacation with just my husband. I mean, I'd feel so bad and guilty that we didn't have the kids with us. So I don't think I'd ever do that. What would you say to that person?
I would say go for it. If you can. Absolutely. I think a couple key words in this conversation have been boundaries and that there's a season in our lives, in our marriages, that we go through. And we need to understand that, you know, God intended marriage to be the priority relationship in that family, even over that parent-child relationship. And if we get this thing right, if we get the marriage right, we'll get the parenting thing right.
Yeah.
And so we need to make sure that the time is as allocated to the children as needed. But that priority relationship has to be the husband-wife, because the parent-child relationship is going to not look healthy after that.
Well, once again, we've been talking with Joe and Cindy Farini with their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. If folks have questions or want to dig in more deeply, how do they do that?
Well, we'd love for them to come to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And if you would like us, then every week, Monday through Friday, we post a little something about 9 o'clock in the morning for you to take a look at, talk about, think about, act upon. And the other way would be if you'd like to email us directly, and you go to our website, either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, that will allow you to get right into our email, and it'll come right to us personally. And just to add to, you know, I always try to give a little challenge. You know, in our families, I think it's great to give our kids challenges, to come up with one activity they really like to do, whether it's dance, sports, music, theater, and then also to have them really be a part of the family by, you know, helping around the house, having chores. So it's not just that the kids get to do all the fun stuff they want to do, but they're actually a part of the family and functioning as one.
Great stuff. Again, thanks you two for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Sounds
great.
Good. Thank you.